Rhodes versus Lang, it's my understanding that there will be no argument for appellee because the brief was not filed. And you're Mr. Friedman.
That's correct, Judge. Yes, Your Honor.
All right, representing Ms. Rhodes.
Yes, Your Honor.
You have 15 minutes to argue.
Yes, sir.
And I won't ask you if you want time for rebuttals. It's,
no rebuttals.
You don't want to rebut yourself.
Correct.
And you may proceed.
Thank you very much. May it please the court. My name is Rick Friedman. I'm here for Dr. Melanie Rhodes, otherwise known as Dr. Melanie Lang. Your Honors, this is one of the cases or one of the situations that pops up very much for family law practitioners. Whenever, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Judge.
Does the actual harm standard apply to an initial custody and visitation request?
Yes, sir, Judge. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. Yes, sir.
Does it likewise apply to a petition to modify that visitation?
Our position is yes, sir, it does. It should. And this is what I was getting into.
Consider how our decision in Albert versus Ramirez.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And I'll address that, sir. I'll first point out, Your Honor, that in Albert v. Ramirez, one of the interesting issues is that the court, and by court I mean the Court of Appeals, did not rule on the standard there. The issue was whether or not there had been a material change in circumstance. So unless it's in the dicta of that case, this issue still hasn't fully been addressed by the court. What I've been respectfully expressing to the court is that for family law practitioners, there's always an issue when we walk into court, what is the standard for this particular case? And what we have learned from the Court of Appeals, because there is no statute that says actual harm must be found, what we've learned from the Court of Appeals through the Williams v. Williams cases is that if there is a third party who is asking for visitation over the objection of either biological parent, and I'll say that the biological parents also cannot be found to be unfit parents, but if there is no objection, or if there is an objection there, then the court has found that actual harm must occur to, absent the visitation taking place, actual harm would occur to the child.
Doesn't the approach that's being suggested here essentially encourage form shopping? And let me tell you why.
Yes, sir.
You've got a situation where, say, one state applies one standard. And let's assume for the sake of this hypothetical, which is basically this case, the court that made that initial determination had jurisdiction over the parties and was a competent court to make that determination. And let's say in that state they had a more conservative approach to the litigation of these kinds of cases than assisted jurisdiction.
Yes, sir.
And so one of the parties appears before the court, the other party appears before the court, they make a determination at court, everybody says, okay, the court had jurisdiction, that's fine.
Right.
We move on. And let's say that the party who had custody of the child said, you know, now that I think about it, I don't really like that determination. So now I'm going to look around to find the right state to go through to get me a different standard for a review. So I'm going to go to, say, the Commonwealth of Virginia. And the Commonwealth of Virginia has a more stringent standard, actually more conservative standard. We've got to prove actual harm. And so they come to the Commonwealth of Virginia, and they say, Judge, you know, there's a valid order from Ohio, and that order is an order of the sister state, and we're going to register that order.
Right.
Thank you. Full faith and credit. We recognize that order. Now, Judge, now that we've registered that order, we want to have a hearing because we believe there's a material change of circumstances. Having nothing to do with the Ohio order, but rather because we now live in Virginia, and that's a material change of circumstances. So now, Judge, we think that we have to use a different standard than was originally applied in Ohio because we're now in Virginia. Doesn't that encourage form shopping?
Well, it really doesn't, and the reason, respectfully, sir, is because of the UCCJEA. And the UCCJEA specifies what the home state is and what the home state is not. So in the hypothetical that Your Honor just presented, I know it sounds similar to this case, but in the hypothetical where an order's entered in Ohio for at least a six-month period, that is the jurisdiction. So if a biological party or a person with custody moves away, anybody that has any issues relating to that order or to that case stays in Ohio. It's only once the six-month period no longer.
6 months isn't very long.
It's not. No, sir. You're right, Judge.
A lot more time went by than 6 months.
Yes, sir.
There was no visitation.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Despite an Ohio court order that had gone all the way to the Ohio Court of Appeals. I want to ask you.
Sure.
About,
yes, sir.
I looked in the transcript because when I looked in the joint appendix, the judges, unless I missed it, and I know, you're a felon,
yes,
and there's no appellee appearing before the court, so you stipulate what goes in the joint appendix.
Correct.
But I could not find the trial judge's ruling, and I wanted to see how the trial judge ruled, what her reasoning was. So I looked it up in the transcript.
Yes, sir.
And you probably know when I'm getting ready to go with this.
Yes, sir.
She has, Judge White had a number of things to say. The mother, she found the mother has done absolutely nothing to overcome any of these difficulties within the family, these relationships that have been broken. She's done nothing to encourage a healthy relationship with the grandparents. And she goes on and finds, it is her unwillingness to cooperate in any way, shape, or form to comply with a court order. And then she goes on to say, I don't think she's going to even comply with my court order unless I perhaps hold some fines up and even the possibility of some jail time, suspended jail time.
Yes, sir.
These are factual findings by the trial judge.
Yes, sir.
About your client's failure to respect an order of the Ohio court that was appealed all the way to our sister court in Ohio.
Yes, sir.
How, given the standard of review that we have here,
yes, sir,
and the deference to the fact that this, as Judge Haley noted and Judge Olson, this is not the first time this matter is coming before a court. It's, and we have under the Albert case some indication that the actual harm test need not or should not be used if it's just a change of circumstances. How do you answer these findings of fact by Judge White? And then second, how do we answer,
yes,
the case law that even if it is perhaps in dicta, which I'm not sure it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Judge. Well, first of all, Your Honor, I respect Judge White. I respect her decisions. I respect her findings. What we've only appealed... I guess we technically appealed the order, but what we've presented to this court is whether or not actual harm is the standard that should be used. I don't want to get off topic of what Your Honor has asked, but I think that I may be able to help with our overall understanding, and I'll go through this very briefly. A parent or a biological parent who is healthy, has never had his or her rights taken away, either two biological parents or one, through the Constitution of the United States, has the right to raise his or her child in any way that he or she see fits.
The Troxell case talks,
yes, sir,
about that.
Exactly, Your Honor.
The Eric Albert case,
yes, sir,
talks about how Troxell would not apply in this sort of situation.
Yes, sir.
So I guess, what can you... on that.
Well, the Albert case, or Ramirez, as it may be called, does assist to a certain point with this particular matter, but we still think that the differentiation is that it doesn't state specifically whether or not actual harm is to be determined, because it does leave off right before whether or not there had been a material change. And maybe if it had been a different set of circumstances there, we would understand that. But Judge, we also have an issue that's a little bit different in that this order does come from a sister state. There was litigation in the other state. There was a time period that lapsed. Then mother relocated to Virginia with four children who were all happy and healthy. There were no show causes that we're aware of that were filed in Ohio saying mom didn't comply. We had all of those issues. And mom came before this court asking, or came before the circuit court asking the court to please modify it. At that point, our position, Your Honor, is that the question of...
She moved to Virginia relatively soon, though, after the Ohio Court of Appeals decision.
I'm going to have to.
The
answer is yes. The answer is yes, Judge. Yes. But if the court would recall, and this goes actually to the Ohio case, even though that were the case, there had been no visitation taking place for a substantial amount of time. The grandparents didn't take any action within that court to...
They did as soon as she moved to Virginia, though, didn't they?
Well, the reason why they did is because of her filing. It was her filings were essentially filed in Virginia after she filed in Virginia.
What were her ties to Virginia to come here in the first place?
What's that, sir?
What were her ties to Virginia to come here in the first place?
I truly don't know, sir. I would be misleading the court if I said otherwise. If it's not in the transcript, I wouldn't know, and I apologize about that. I don't know, sir.
Not that nice standard that we have in Virginia for judging.
And that could be the issue, sir. It really could. But even if a ruling did cause...
And I appreciate where you're coming from.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate your candor, because you've got a tough case here.
Yes, sir.
And I just kind of give you some point of reference, because whenever I answer a question for a lawyer, I want to make sure that they know that I'm giving them the right answer.
Yes, sir.
She moved from the Ohio court, entered its final appealable order regarding visitation on November 5th, 2013. On December of 2013, she moved with the children to Virginia, so you had about 2 months.
Sir.
And then, and I don't know how this happened, but it happened, about 4/24/15, the Juvenile Domestic Relations District Court for the County of Prince Edward entered its order. So she was here for about a year and a half,
yes, sir,
maybe, before she actually went into court. But it's pretty clear that she moved about a month after that Ohio court entered the order. So wouldn't that at least raise some concerns?
Well, it absolutely, it would.
Well, I'm sure
it does. I'm not going to say that. Yes, sir.
And let me follow up on that just a little bit.
Yes, sir.
If Judge White had said in her disposition, and it was clear that she was trying to figure out, like you said, she's a good conscientious judge, she
yes,
works hard.
Absolutely.
If she had said, I find, as a matter of fact, that removing the grandparents from these children's lives would cause actual harm to the children, if she had used those magic words, would we be here?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. That's absolutely correct. No, sir, we wouldn't. Again, it really comes down to and I think we summarize it best in our assignment of error, where we do have a mother who's a fit parent, who's never been divested of her parental rights. She's never conceded to a third party being granted custody or visitation of the four children. The minor children, the testimony is what they're physically, mentally, emotionally healthy. There's no allegation of abuse. Neither biological parent supports the third party visitation. And so the real question is,
the biological parent who would is dead. He can't ask the court to
that's
allow
correct.
His parents.
That's absolutely correct, sir.
But,
and I would argue that it's unknown because he's not here to do it, but absolutely correct.
But Troxell, before Troxell, there was some question as to whether or not some third party actually had standing. I think Troxell
right.
is more of a standing case than anything
yes,
else. Had standing to actually come in and contest a biological parent's circumstances vis-a-vis their child.
Yes, sir.
And Troxell gave grandparents, third parties, all these people some limited rights
right.
To actually go into court and make their case.
Yes, sir.
Basically saying that having a reverse standard has to show actual harm if the jurisdiction adopts that standard.
Right.
With that being the premise, and with a circumstance that suggests that the mother of these children, not going to impute any bad motives,
right,
may have indeed been form shopping, why wasn't Judge White's analytical framework or perspective for resolving this case a pretty good one?
I will tell you and all the gentlemen and Judge White that her solution for resolving it was, and maybe is, but the question is for us is, does this in any way hamper our client's constitutional right to decide what's best for children? My client would come here today and tell the court that no, it's not best for these children to be with the grandparents. But that's different than what the court found. That's just different than what Judge White found. So the real question for us
that's
is
a finding of fact.
Correct.
To which we as an appellate court
totally understand.
Deference, right?
And that's really why we're getting to that issue. If the judge had said, I find that actual harm will occur to these children, then absolutely we wouldn't be here. So it really isn't the finding of fact that we're here for. What we're here for is that language of actual harm and that standard to be found by the court.
Mr. Friedman, supporting your position, I am certain that every member of the Court of Appeals of Virginia would rather live in Virginia than Ohio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I get an amen?
Yes. And if the court has any more questions, we'd be glad to ask. We think that we did put this in fairly succinctly, and we respectfully request the court to follow our recommendation and ask that the court decide that this needs to be found by actual harm. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will recounsel.